Back into it, the Culture Warriors, and a lot of calls coming in. We'll extend the segment. The Reverend Dr. Charles McVitie, President of the Canada Christian College, Greta Vosper, Minister at the West Hill United Church. And, you know, just looking ahead, the Premier-elect or designate Kathleen Wynne used to be Education Minister and held several portfolios. We're wondering, whether her progressive approach to things and that agenda will clash with a social conservative agenda or value system espoused by Charles here, and if the two do come in conflict, which are the things that you think are most apt to trip her up or perhaps accrue to her benefit? Now, we were talking about the sex ed curriculum, the educational curriculum in general. I mean, it's been pointed out that perhaps kids in Ontario are getting advanced too readily. There's not enough due diligence. You know, you can't fail kids, that kind of stuff, or at least not as many as you might otherwise. I mean, Charles, do you want to expand it beyond sex ed? Do you think education
Certainly. I mean, her close proximity to the teachers' unions, and if you watched how she defeated John Tory in Don Valley West, where Canada Christian College is, she did it with a record number of volunteers from the teachers' unions, and then just pads their pockets with massive increases, retirement packages.
Charles, where are you getting this information?
It's been a money pump where the teachers' unions put her in place. They then give them massive contracts, and then all of a sudden Dalton McGuinty looks at the cookie jar, it's empty, so he has to make amends. And now what is she going to do? She'll throw Laurel Broughton under the bus. She will throw everybody under the bus that doesn't suit her well, because her record is horrendous. And when Ontarians look at her record in education, they're going to see that she is not fit to govern this province to a healthy future.
All right,
she's facing a party and the MPPs, something like 80% of them had not chosen her as their leader. So she has to sit down with that group of people right away, and already is into a collaborative mode. So I don't think that suggesting that she's going to play to unions, or she's going to blow the bank or sell the soul, as the education critic from the Conservatives said yesterday. I don't think that those things are going to be on the table. I think she's going to have to use that collaborative approach, which is an excellent approach.
She's an extremist.
She takes very strong positions where they're needed. But I think a collaborative approach is what is going to take Ontario forward, and I think that requires both the Conservative and the NDP assistance.
Some calls on that matter. Danny, we'll start with you. Good morning, Oakley Show.
Hi, John. First, a quick comment before I ask your panel their opinion on something. This government legacy that she wants to continue, I mean, with all the orange and scandal, these guys are worse than the people who ran on Enron for stealing money. But anyways, I would like to ask your panel, who should have the final say as to what is on the education curriculum? Is it ministers, is it policy wonks, or is it the taxpaying parents who fund the system? That's my question.
Well, there's no question the parents have been cut out of the equation, and they're not even consulted with. And that's why Dalton McGuinty first rejected and removed, expunged from the pedagogical path.
Charles,
let me finish. The sexual education.
Well, you're wrong right off the bat.
No,
parents have a vote in school trustees.
No.
They have a vote in their government.
Let me finish my statement for a second.
It's just based on a faulty premise.
Because Dalton McGuinty removed Kathleen Wynne's radical sex education program because when the parents finally spoke up. The parents have been cut out of the equation because Kathleen Wynne believes that she wants to put her Alfred Keynesian education in the classroom, and if people
ran roughshod over the parents' concerns.
I think Kathleen Wynne, and as she was being interviewed yesterday, she said one of the first things she needs to do is go and talk to the school boards, because the school boards are the front line, and they're the ones who hear what parents have to say. They're the ones who work with teachers. So I think that right off the bat underscores that she is choosing a
school
collaborative
boards.
Approach.
So she's going to make them the paymasters again, I guess. Mario in Woodbridge, what do you say on the matter of whether or not social conservatives have reason to be concerned, or do you think their concerns will become talking points or fodder in the upcoming election?
Hi, good morning. The reason I call, what I want to say is, this is a good example of we're already getting away from what we should be talking about. everyone's forgiving all of the money we're going to be paying. I'm going to talk like that guy, Kevin O'Leary. What about the money? Never mind the school. These people in the school, whatever your orientation is going to be what it is. And they have the right to have that. They're going to grow up and be the people they want to be. But what about us? We're getting in the neck from those politicians. Now, this girl saying she wanted to do the same, that's wrong.
Well, I don't think that she was saying that she wanted to do the same. I think she was saying that she wants to build on that legacy. Kathleen Wynne, and I don't think any of the leaders...
I'm saying the emperor has no clothes and nobody listening.
I don't think any of the leadership people who are running would have looked at the liberal legacy and said, oh, this is faultless. I think that Wynne and Pupatello, they all recognized that there were huge faults that need to be addressed.
Well,
and I think that's what the word build, that's why the word build was chosen.
But build, and I did address that, and to Mario's point, look, Mario, it is a culture war, but if you wanted to bring in, they are dovetailed, the fiscal mismanagement of the province involves things like all-day kindergarten, maybe ill-advised.
Sure.
She's going to retain that. Green Energy Act, she's still a big fan. But we've known that this has also imposed things on rural communities, and it's also drained the coffers where we're paying exorbitant rates for electricity that are beggaring a lot of industry and also gutting the industrial side. So these are the questions. Again, we wanted to come back and explore, but the value system, is that going to play a part when it comes to deciding the vote in the upcoming election? We'll continue on. Then there's the Boy Scouts of America, who are at sort of a crisis point in their storied history. We'll get to it. More of your thoughts, too, with Charles McVitie and Greta Vosper, the Culture Warriors on The Oakley Show. Talk Radio, AM 640.